Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture recently received another USDA block grant to continue its work in building strength in demand for specialty crops. Josh Lindau, Ag Department Horticulture Marketing Specialist, helps coordinate that program.
We were awarded approximately $300,000 to promote and market specialty crops, which are all crops essentially from trees, shrubs, to tomatoes, grapes, blackberries, blueberries, essentially almost all crops excluding commodities such as soybeans, corn, and fiber crops.
In general, they work with groups who provide opportunities for specialty crop producers.
We've partnered with over 10 different organizations within the state, awarding over $1 million over the past several years, including the University of Kentucky, as well as other organizations.
At UK, it might be funding research and developing a new specialty variety. For the State Blueberry Growers Association, it was giving them a leg up in getting into bigger markets.
To purchase equipment that they could use to help a large group of producers of blueberries to process, freeze, and prepare blueberries to be able to do business with larger entities.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 13th through the 15th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids' ticket pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
We're back with KDA's Josh Lindau, who says State Ag has been careful with his USDA funds to focus on big-picture projects.
The Specialty Crop Block Grant specifically is not to benefit any single farm entity. It is to benefit specialty crops as a whole. So any subgrantee that is awarded money through the Kentucky Department of Agriculture must benefit multiple farms in the state of Kentucky.
One effort is UK's Plate It Up program that has nutrition experts creating demand for specific crops at harvest time.
As an example, I'm looking at a recipe for a cauliflower casserole, and they will actually go through and do all of the nutritional information on a particular recipe to where it is a healthy recipe with good nutrition, and those are also disseminated through cooperative extension.
The Kentucky Ag Department's Josh Lindau. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.